Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's James Martinez here. We've upped the ante. Thanks, Bob Neverett here. Well done. Well done, Ion. Well done. Well done. Okay, so we go back to the message that Deb in Ohio was asking for Ion. Was Saddam Hussein using an alternate body when they hung him?
Yes, certainly. Where did Saddam Hussein come from? He was chosen by the U.S. to overthrow the old Ayatollah. They put him into power, and then he was the heavy to get out, and it was no problem.
Hmm. Deborah, does that help you out? Okay, so where is he now?
Long Island.
He's not at the Playboy Mansion?
Nope, he's at Long Island.
Has he done facial surgery or...
No, he just shaved.
Hmm.
So and when people... I got to ask this. If somebody were to do something like this and the belief is put up by the media all over the place, all over the world, and it's just hammered down everybody's throats, if he were to walk down the street in New York and he just because he looks like Saddam Hussein, nobody would believe it would be him, right?
Of course. Exactly. Right. That's why they can hear flatulence. They can hear flatulence from anyone on the planet, but they can't find Osama bin Laden.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So how much
was he? It's an anomaly. He just can't be found. He's brighter than the brightest. He's bigger He's bigger than God. He's got it all whooped. He's on dialysis, but he can't get too far from the machine, so don't worry about it. But he's not available to take your call right now, but if you leave your name and number, I'm sure he'll get back to you just as soon as he can.
What businesses is he involved in now?
He's just enjoying his retirement.
Is he a parallel worlder?
Not so much.
He just used a double to take the hit.
Well, he didn't. It was arranged.
Okay, so any more questions on that, James?
No. I think we got that one covered, everybody. So he's in New York, probably going to strip clubs, drinking, hanging out, doing whatever, walking around, and nobody even has any idea about it.
Does he know about our show, Ion?
No.
He doesn't know. He hasn't heard it yet. Okay,
Just waiting on the next episode to see what the situation's going to be on Jersey Shore.
Okay.
What about his family, Ion? Are they aware of what happened?
Yes, and you don't hear a peep out of any of them anymore, do you?
Mm.
Well, did his sons use doubles, or were they murdered?
Well, yes and yes.
Oh, okay. So his sons are still alive.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Does Bill Clinton have a clone?
There you go, James.
Bill Clinton has a clone, correct? Or a double?
A couple of them. Mm-hmm. A couple of them.
Is it the couple of the clones, the ones that have the affairs with Lewinsky, or was it the real guy?
What's the difference?
for Lewinsky, I guess. No difference for Monica.
No.
Does Hillary have doubles, Ion?
Yes.
Oh, and people should look at on informationfarm.blogspot.com. We do a great dissertation on the career of Hillary Clinton, where she came from and why she became president and is president and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a really great one. That's a great one. Really great one.
Yeah, James, you sent an email last week. Everybody should hear that. Now, what is it, the whole economic structure we talk about or the Hillary part? What did you like?
The whole economic structure, because that I don't think anybody's really heard that in its entirety. I think that was the best one that summarizes the money situation and the players involved. That's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and then what's up there now? We did with Ion Kathy O'Brien, the famous sex slave for Bush, Ford, and Reagan, and MK Ultra victim, and we did David Icke, and then we did Catherine Austin Fitz, who is a successful Wall Street board member of some company and did well financially, and then she became head of HUD or assistant something for HUD in the first Bush administration, and that led to problems. And what are the forms that she implemented? What are they called, Ion?
Oh, the URLA and a HUD one.
Right, which is put a bottleneck in
transparency. Was supposed to offer transparency in the lending vehicle, but of course it's bit him in the butt.
Right, and so she had a battle with Paul Volcker, who wanted not that kind of bureaucratic interference so that they could clean up their whole debts they got from the 70s and 60s, and so that didn't work. So she left.
Right.
She left.
And the casinos didn't want to pay taxes either, so yeah.
Okay, so she left government, and she started her own activist situation helping farmers, and she's featured, I think, on the alternative media a lot. But anyway, she laid out a very interesting statement on her understanding of Mr. Global and the virtual economy, which led to a really good discussion, I would say, between Ion and me and Ed about what the implications of what she was saying. And so I recommend that Catherine Austin Fitz as a an addendum to what you learn in the Joseph Farrell thing. They both work together perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you've talked about everybody else's genitalia on the planet. Bob, you've told everybody else's secrets that's out there. Bob, you've exposed, you've become the whistleblower, or don't blow it if you're the whistleblower. You told everybody all these mystical wonderings and phantasmations that these things are occurring, taking place, and are in your outer kingdom as is. Why don't you tell them now how they can do it too? How they can come into their place of power? Why can't you suggest to them, oh, by the way, everybody, just for the record, Bob's also now quite a prolific Bible scholar.
Oh, yes. Go to howionic.com and look in the catalog section. We have incredible tapes and recordings available that supplement what you're hearing on the show. You actually get more from these than you do on the show. Though if you do listen to those recordings and catch up on that, then you get a lot more out of the radio show because you can hear between the lines. But we've done an unbelievable exegesis of the Book of Revelations. It was sparked by Ed suggesting we do it. Now, I personally and Carolyn had done a bit on the Book of Revelations. Ion's been hankering since he showed up to explain the Bible. It didn't interest me at all. Didn't want to do it. I'm not interested in doing the Acts and all of the stuff that Ion says is going to be done. You can do it, James. You can go through the Bible with Ion.
Oh, that's, you're going to get the whole the entire meme of Mel Gibson's movie. It'll be hinged to that, sucking it like it's the Last Supper. They'll love it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, you mentioned Mel Gibson. Well, during the Kathy O'Brien, David Icke thing, Ion suddenly brought up Mel Gibson's movie Conspiracy Theory from the 90s and did this incredible, I don't know, 22-minute rant and details of the movie. And that's what impresses me, is Ion can go into details of any movie you bring up, no matter what. And that's an astounding Android meme memory that I can do. But so anyways, we can do the maybe forthcoming, but as we did with Ed, the Book of Revelations, I realized, no, this requires extra hours, and we're going to charge for this stuff. So we've done 20 hours so far, up to chapter 16 or so, 16, 17, the Book of Revelations, and what could you say? It's never been heard before, and it clarifies it and actually brings us right up to today, last night.
The beginning. And if you were confounded and confused by John the Revelator's version of the end times or the beginning times or when time on earth shall be no more, because of Bob's superlative lemon squeezing, not the chapters, but every word of Revelation has been thoroughly and completely now unearthed, so that even Bob gets revelation now. That ought to tell you something, everybody.
Yeah, what's interesting, having done every word, there actually aren't that many words, and it's not confusing. You know, you have this blur, and you don't read it, and you don't know how to read it, and you just think, oh, it's a lot of words. Well, there isn't that many words. It's so crystal clear now.
Very good. And then so now you're not surprised, so now it's not anomalous. So now it's like, oh, so that's who the dragon is. Oh, so that's what those degrees of separation between the branches of the government. Oh, so that's the geographic location, and explains it in detail. So then you can separate it out if you still want to go with the bodies, Bob's five bodies, to sift it out, put it in these different, it's like sorting laundry. You want to use mini baskets to sort your laundry out, you can do that. Then get to all the whites and wash them, and all the colors and wash them, and all the blue jeans and wash them. And then you can, it makes it much simpler to get through the laundry rather than it piling up on you and it becomes a hopeless task. And then you have to sit and listen to how everybody else's dreams are consistently coming true and why yours can't.
Very good. I think I finished that topic. I just want to say this. Jane in Vancouver has responded to Carolyn. She says, loving this very amusing show. I do not keep prescription meds or vitamins by my bedside. I might have one random Rolaid tablet there and a glass of water. Cheers, Jane.
Thank you.
Good.
So Jane.
So that proves it. People do not keep their drugs by on their nightstand.
Yeah, one emailer represents 10,000 people. That's the way they think in Radioland. You know, one call represents 10,000 people. So there's 10,000 right there for Carolyn.
James, you
can go into the emails.
Okay. Well, let me just a second because Beth in Oregon, yes, there is a website for Ion. Just go to howionic.com, and you get details there on how to get a private consultation with Ion there. So you wait. We were just saying like Jane in Vancouver said here, because we were right on this. I'm wondering if we were to travel to a parallel world, would we not run into a different version of ourselves there? If so, what then? So are you going to tell us how to do that, Bob or Ion?
Well, yeah, that happens all the time already right here anyway. You're in there getting a haircut, and you're getting your mani-pedi, or they're giving you some color or one of those deep conditioning treatments to your hair, and you turn around and look in the mirror, and then you see somebody over there that looks just like you, because nobody else in town gives a haircut like Bouchon. And so you see yourself, and you just displace it as, gosh, they really have great taste in clothes. Look at those shoes. That's really cool. That's a really hip. I'd like to buy that person a drink. Isn't that what Stoley does with Hugh, sitting one in the suit and one in the bathrobe asking, would you have a drink with you? They're kind of laying it out for you, are they not?
Who's Hugh and Stoley?
Stoley's a drink.
Hugh Hefner. Stoley's vodka. It's a commercial where Hugh's having a drink with Hugh, and the commercial is, would you drink with you?
There's a pun right there. the distance between Hugh and Hugh.
Very good.
And Beth says, hi, guys and gals. Loving the show. Fascinating to listen to. I'm wondering if Dick Clark knows about this parallel thing.
Ion?
Well, it's been exposed, yes.
You mean he's been exposed to it?
Yes.
Because he was around so many celebrities. Rock and rollers.
Right.
How come Jimi Hendrix? Did Jimi Hendrix know about this?
He's still around.
Oh, Hendrix is dead.
Well, Jimi Hendrix isn't dead. Yeah.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, Janis Joplin did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We gotta ask. Without what about Jim Morrison? Jim Morrison from the Doors.
We just said.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it, and you said sort of.
Right. He pops in and out.
And he's not as good at it as Michael and John Lennon?
He just can't stand it. He can't stand missing it. It's like a moth to a flame. Some they just can't stand it.
He can't stand doing it.
Going and not coming back. Missing the attention, missing the stirring up, missing the orgy of the moment.
So he comes back and enjoys himself here more.
Regularly, yeah.
But he finds it hard to get back.
Indeed.
Right, so he doesn't do it that much, is your point.
Correct, but he can't stand it. It makes it not a comfortable position. Because we're just trying to convince human creators to get happy in the skin that you're in. And once you get happy in the skin that you're in, then that skin you take yourself with you most everywhere you go, then it won't be an issue or a problem.
So Jim, if he heard, had a private reading with Ion, he could figure out how to use his legend or whatever to be more efficient at it.
I thought Carolyn said that you couldn't talk about private readings on the radio, Bob.
No, she never said that. Did you say that, Carol?
Ion's implying that Jim has been talking to us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't get that. Wow.
So behave yourself, Bob, or they'll stick the censors on you.
Oh, okay. So Maria says, I can't believe it.
Very good, Maria.
She actually says that's her location. I can't believe it. I don't know if she meant that, Maria, if you meant location. Hi, everybody. So there is a place like in the movie The Island full of clones of the Richies.
Sure. But it's not an island. It's just normal.
It's normal. It's now that she's thinking, she's mixing it. No, these people who are parallel worlding are not clones. They are clones.
Wait. This is a Michael Bay picture directed by Michael Bay called The Island, where all the rich and very wealthy decide that they want to live to 150, 200. So they harvest and clone their organs or whatever. And then it's all secretly done and nobody knows anything about it. And then one of the clones realizes that something's going on here, and then the whole thing is busted open. So that's going on right in front of everybody today in various places?
No, not okay. The cloning. They just go to other worlds.
Yeah, in other worlds, they don't have issues with stem cell research like you do here.
Right.
And so to have other bodies with your own DNA, which in this world you don't even know what it is, by stars you're using DNA or just the eyelash that you know about DNA, you're just trying to get a convicted rapist out of prison after they've served 15 or 20 years. That's what DNA is doing for you so far. Gotta love that science. Ooh, yes, Lord, get y'all some more of that science. It's serving you so well. But in other worlds, it's no problem, no big deal. James, you go to another world, you pick out another one of you if you don't want to be here anymore, and you're dead. They find the body, they match it like they're going to do a DNA test to see if it's really you, for Pete's sake. We don't think that's included in the standard of care of the typical autopsy.
That's right.
Of a DNA. And so, therefore, now you're dead. Okay, now you're dead. Now you, James, your constitution says that you are whoever you say you are. Don't you think it's odd that they would include such a reprehensible edict in the founding fathers of this of your U.S. country? Why would they need to put a sentence in there saying you are who you say you are? Why would that be included? Well, of course, it gives an out. So you could walk into the court and say, "Hey, y'all, I'm Carol Channing. Hello, Dolly." And there's not one flipping thing they could do.
Wow. Because they knew the fathers, these deists who were innumerable parallel worlding, they knew that people could present themselves in many ways because there's so many versions of themselves that you just deal with the surface. If a guy says they're that.
No, and they weren't trying to hide anything, Bob. They were the founding fathers of what? The New World.
Gave me an idea, Ion. Once I master this parallel worlding, I could boast about what I did last night in other worlds, right?
Well, but you've already done it there. You've already done it there, so they'd say, whoopee shit.
They wouldn't be impressed. So,
you mean you actually charge for that service in other words? In the world you come from? Yes. Get out. What do you mean? Why? You charge for that? So, yes. Oh, it's a great big thing. No, come on now. You've told a lot of stuff, but now, nobody would be silly enough to do that. Yeah. It's a great big thing. It's what all the bastions of industry are all about. No. Golly, Pete, there's got to be much better things to do with your timing.
With your timing. Not your time. So, So guess what, James? We now have a syndrome starting immediately where people take their favorite stars and they can start finding out and saying, well, Bob Marley did it, and your stupid Russell Simmons couldn't do it. You know, I mean, people are going to hope that they're stars. So Beth and Oregon says, may I ask if Bob Marley knew as well?
Yeah.
So Bob Marley's fans can be happy that their guy was in the know.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't know, Ion?
Yeah, who doesn't know?
Who? Let's see. Who?
Oh, Peter Townsend.
No.
Peter Townsend.
Who?
The who. Okay, sorry, I interrupted there. Go ahead. Who? You were going to do a
who?
Real...
Who?
Yeah. Who doesn't know?
Hootie Hoot. Hootie Hoot. Who?
He's disagreeing with your 6 degree
separation. Oh, I'm asking a 6 degree separation term. You can't start with who, what, when, where, why, how, and...
Sometimes you get away with it, but...
Yeah, you can't...
Not now.
You can't begin it. You can't get eye on an interesting topic. Is there anybody who does not know, in the showbiz world, who's a famous name, who does not know about the parallel worlding opportunities?
Yes.
Are they in the majority of those people in showbiz?
The people in show business don't even know if they're in show business or not. So, I mean, are you going to include all those starving waitresses that are wannabes? Or do you have to sleep with Martin Scorsese to hit the big time?
Usually you have to sleep with Martin Scorsese to hit the big time.
Yeah, I just want to say to Beth in Oregon, you would email ion@howionic.com, H-O-W-I-O-N-I-C. For a reading, ion@howionic.com. So, James, pick a person.
Okay, I wanted to give homage to Ion here because it looks like our broadcast when we were talking about the Michael Jackson issue, because I haven't really looked since we've done all this, but everything that Ion said about the top reasons why he faked his death are all on eonline.com now. I just looked at them, and I'm looking at this. I'm like, now, Ion said every single one of these things over and over again. And there's more evidence to support what Ion was saying in depth, including more detail. Basically, all the bullet points that Ion mentioned are now on eonline, which is just interesting. So they took it all from you, Ion.
Yeah. What site is this at?
It's on eOnline. It says, the five, Michael Jackson died 1 year ago Thursday, unless that is you believe that he, pop legend, didn't die, in which case Thursday marks the one-year anniversary of his faked death. In honor of the latter milestone, we've mined the leading theories as to how and why Jackson pulled on Elvis. The list is best read with an open mind, if not an invisible suit. Number one, he was under enormous pressure. This per Cassandra Gretchen Simmons, widely ID'd as Jackson's death hoax sites and message boards as Jackson's insider. In an interview on a journalist Derek Klontz website, Gretchen Simmons says Jackson fakes his death in order to relieve the stress weighing upon him and asserts the singer intends to reappear this month for a world tour. Yeah, right. And then number two, the autopsy was as fake as MJ's death. A living man can't be autopsied. Now, can he? It goes on, and then it goes into his body doubles, and it goes into... the 33 clues about the Jackson concert movie, also that's Ion. Liberian Girl really explains it in the 1989 music video in which a bevy of stars, Steven Spielberg, John Travolta, Whoopi Goldberg, gather on set to await Jackson, only to learn that he, crafty, fun-loving MJ, has been filming him all along, seems to be the one thing, perhaps above all others, that gives the death hoaxers, believers, hope. This, and then it gives a clip, you know, actually how he was filming his death and the whole thing. So all of that, Ion, you said it first.
Oh yeah.
we laid out 37. It's a July show. 37 points, questions. But James, I'm going to predict that they do not go into the foundation trustee contradictions of the law and how that was set up. Do they mention that?
No, they won't do that, and he wants to stay in business. So.
Yeah, that's right. That is the most important one. That's the most important one. And Jackson's actually back because of what we revealed. There's been a little bit of a crimp on what he's doing, and he's had to, I don't know, clean it up or do some moves to counter what Ion has exposed. So, and it goes into this foundational stuff, which I guess is too legal for the consumer they imagine they have at E-Online.
Exactly.
Because inquiring minds really want to know, don't they, Bob?
Yes. So we have Lynette. She says, location in the Los Angeles region. Ion, there was a window at a friend's house that recently went missing. This is a window. Did I go to another world, and when did I go? I don't see how that relates to a window. The window
disappeared. She removed the window as it was a portal. She removed the window so she wouldn't have that issue again.
Wouldn't have what issue?
Going to the other world.
Because she went through the window the first time?
Right.
So there was a window at a friend's house that really, this happened at a friend's house.
Right.
So she's at a friend's house, and she goes through the window to another world, and then she removed the window when she came back?
Yeah, yes, Lynette, why don't you call in and give us the details on this, and you can speak to Ion yourself. This is interesting.
Yeah, because you go, did I go to another world, when did I go? That means she's not fully cognizant of why she removed the window.
Right. Exactly.
Hmm. Okay, Lynette. What's the phone number, James? Can you actually, I should give out, I'm going to write this down. What is the phone number for this show?
Yeah. Bill, why don't you flash me the message with the telephone number? Because I think there's quite a few of them. There's an international number. There's a domestic number. Yeah. But, Lynette, I want to go a little bit more into this because there's something there. Is that the case often, Ion, is when occurrences like this occur with people?
Because
they don't.
If you've got, okay. Okay. If you engage the false premise of time, then it's no wonder that so many of the aliens are rectally probing you, trying to figure out why you're embracing the false premise of time. So they're going at it from the rectum to see if they can make sense out of it, because they're pretty bright and they can't figure out why you're so enthralled with this time business. You created it, and now you're judged by it. Well, if you have a rule in the labyrinth of your mind, you will not allow you to usurp the rules and the regulations that you set up in your place of in your mind. So if you engage this time business and you go to another world and you come back just before you left, then that would exclude it from your timeline of your reality, and your mind would say in your short term you might have some recollection, but in your long-term memory it would have been, no, this can't be, I'm here right now. I couldn't have been there then, because then I would have been there then, and then the then that I knew that was there couldn't be the this then that is now, because I haven't experienced it yet. Well, if this yet isn't that yet, and this yet can't catch up to what that yet was, wait a minute, I better leave this to the professionals. I don't even know how could I go if it's before I left? Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have time, that's painless. No problem.
Well, that's very good. You got the two memories, long-term and short-term. That's the basic biological apparatus in the mind that is causing this confusion.
Yeah. So we're saying, great, don't remember, triangulate. When you triangulate, then you'll find where you put the mirror, window. And then you're going, holy crap, how did I know where the disappearing window went to? And then you're like, uh-oh, there's something afoot here. Did I go to a parallel world? Well, I don't know, but did I get outside of myself to go remove this window and put it somewhere else so I wouldn't go back through this portal again, so I'd notice and have the question to get involved with this crazy non-physical on Bob's cessation of reality show and come into a place where I might find a place to come into my place of power. Hey, this sounds like fun. Hey, I've tweeted about lots less interesting things, so what the hell? Why not? Let's see what's here.
Right. Okay, let me just give out the call numbers here, Bob, a second. Let's call numbers. Lynette, if you want to call in, is 888-235-7374. Or you can call...
Do it again. Hold it, James. Do it again.
888-235-7374. 888-235-7374. 888-235-7374
is how you get to talk to us directly.
That's correct. So call in if you'd like to, if you have specific questions about this. So, Ion, for a lot of people that this is, people are experiencing this type of thing and that aren't hearing us here, do many people that are doing this get driven into, I don't know, not madness, but anxiety so much they can end up at a psychiatrist's office thinking that they have a real problem with their memories?
Are we now speaking to the ones... Are we now speaking to the ones who aren't listening now, James?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. To all those that aren't listening to Achieve Radio's version of Cash Flow, okay, yes, if you find yourself going to the rapist and you really want to get in your end of that kind of thing, go for it. But if not, if the rapist isn't doing it for you or if they just keep handing you another handful of pills. Now, if you like the pills, tear it up. We're okay with that, you know. People smoke things, huff things, puff things, drink things, sip things, hurt things, shoot things. They do all kinds of things. So, you know, tear it up. It's all right with us. It's perfect. It's your life. You can do with it what you want to. So if that's the case and the rapist isn't serving you well, then okay, fine. But if it's just because you're having an anomalous block that you're bigger than yourself and you're having to abdicate your power to another or to the rapist at hand, that's going to get you into your place of power, and they're able to do that, we say continue right along. But after a little while, you'll know how they felt, and you'll feel the same way, but then you will find that your place of power then is just that, your place of power. So we don't have problems with rapists. They're wonderful. They serve a great purpose.
Well said. Well said. Very well said. They're going to have to change the DSM-5 when it comes out. Thanks.
Now, wait a minute, James. Now, James, how do you spell therapist?
Rapist. I gotcha. Good. Very good. Very good. Very good. So the DSM-5, Bob and Ion and Carolyn, they're going to have to change the whole thing now, thanks to you, Ion.
It's happened before, and it will happen again.
Yeah,
it will happen again.
And next time you see Diane Sawyer and she tells you about the latest BP spill, you go, oh?
No, you tell her, you tell Sister to comb her hair next time she does the BP spill. Lord, suffering cats, what was going on? They had more emails about her hair than they did what she was talking about.
Well, it's interesting. We need to start doing a collective oh to everything that anybody ever says about anything on the major news networks. Okay, James.
Absolutely.
Norman Houston, she's all excited. I said her name. She's getting ready. She thinks it's a good question. Here it is. Bob, I think you should try out this portal hopping thing and report back to us. Okay, I want to say, Norma, that I used to do it a lot, but what I did last night is so awesome that portaling is small potatoes for me. What I do, I don't even have to go anywhere, and everybody's coming to me. So everybody's actually looking for me. I'm in Parallel World 1, and I'm actually the guy at the end of the restaurant, at the end of the universe that everybody's traveling towards. I'm the guy, so I actually hang around in this dimensionless place that I'm appearing to be in to receive my guests, and you can be a guest. Just start portaling, and you'll find me. Now, then you could retrospectively wonder, did Bob come to me, or this is a magnet? Did Bob come to me, or did I go to Bob? So, yes, portaling is easy, but I'm on another level now, so you're welcome. Welcome to join me.
Good.
So, Bob, what you're trying to tell her is that, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. Is that the point?
Yeah, you're in Dogstown now.
Oh, good. And don't you be giving MK Ultra all the credit for it either.
All right.
Yeah, we did a whole thing in MK Ultra too, in the Cat of Mind. Now, Sheila in Georgia says, "You want to read this, James, or should I? Who could give the best intonation?"
Bob, so don't sound subdued to me. Have you already overcome your humbling? For Ion,
yeah, well, no.
Have you?
Okay,
Bob?
Let me answer that. Before Jay, let me answer. No, I am not going to overcome my humble on that point. I'm telling you, I can't talk about it. It's gone. I will try not to let it influence my behavior, but it might come in somehow.
I hope not. Okay, for Ion.
So now you can accuse Bob of ignorance or apathy, and he'll say he doesn't know and he doesn't care.
Right. Okay, a question for Ion, James.
Is bulletproof pointing to my painting, or is it pointing to me? This is regarding
what's
Sheila's painting.
What's the difference, dear?
And please don't say, what's the difference?
<That's> a...
You're non-physical, honey. They just heard the direction. It didn't hear the negativity of it. And please don't. It just heard the nouns. What's the difference? In your work, the way you have it out into quadrants is very specific. So you have done with your life. The quadrants were to help you separate the laundry basket so you could get your embrace the whole dynamic of the painting so that you could get a dynamic of the painting so you could get the Victrola needle song. Bob bumping Victrola. No, maybe the painting has to do with how you sort out your life. Maybe the quadrants are the quadrants that you're dealing with and processing in your life that makes it seem like it was a laborious chore. Maybe the chore comes back into a position where once you separate and segregate those out, then it's not such a great big job, this thing called living. Maybe this repetitive process that is allowing you to get marvelous, wonderful things done, and if you listen real close to the wordy words of this one fun, the roo, of bulletproof, if you listen to these, not the I'm going to do it and I'm going to get over it and jump on me and blah, 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 because that's the same one that wants people to jump on them. But if you look in between there, it's telling you some very specific points. This time, I got it. This time, it's working. This time, I'm not going to be concerned with authority. This time, it's all going to be about the emplacement and enrichment of power. We could just as easily said, bring in a pig and let them eat cake. That's all right, too. But see, that would have to activate authority. And you don't have a problem with this, but you're really wanting to settle it. So just like your canvas, clean palette, new canvas that you've divided into your quadrants, that's also what you're doing with your life. That's why everyone loves your work, because it's real. So what's the difference? There's no better answer, but since you said it like that, we thought we'd poke it at a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah, during Melting Titanium last night, our ESP radio show, you got to have ESP to hear it, Ion suddenly said, hey, Bob, send Sheila this video called Bulletproof. So I looked it up, and it's two people. They call themselves LaRue, L-A-R-O-U-X. So I watched it during Melting Titanium and then forwarded it to Sheila. So that's the context for her point when she says, is Bulletproof pointing to my painting? Is the song meaning pointing to my painting, or is it pointing to me? And so you would now rewind and listen to what Ion said, and you'd understand the context.
Interesting. Okay, we got a caller. I know we want to go to. I don't want to keep him on hold too long. Lynette from L.A., you're live on the air with Ion. Go ahead.
I was just calling about the window, the missing window.
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
Good. Well,
thanks for calling in, Lynette.
I have some askings.
When did the window disappear? Like, how did the window disappear? Maybe it's me that made the window disappear?
Yes. No, it's not disappear, honey. When you were in another world, it was a little bit shocking for you. Not like earth-shattering. It was just an anomaly. You have had anomalies in your world. Well, it's just an anomaly, and then you're like, wait a minute. This is my neighbor's window. That's the issuance of this problem. That's the refrigerator wine storage facility that makes it work. Well, I want to get better at this before I start jumping in worlds. It's kind of like, I'd really like to get better in this world before I start jumping into other worlds.
Yeah, totally.
You said, I know what I'll do. I'll store the window safely away. There, we'll know that's the pinpoint. And I'll store it away. And when I figure out where the window is, I'll know that it was me, and I'll know my place and point of power. So while you look for the window, don't have to stop your world to stop everything to find this lost window. It's right there before your eyes. When you find the window, you'll know. You won't think. You'll know because you're like, holy crap, I knew where this window is. well, if I didn't do it, how did I, how degrees of separation, how did I know where the window was? How did the window then find me again?
So I should just wait for the window to find me?
Yeah, and just start having fun. Life's supposed to be fun.
Just enjoy.
For it to have fun. Enjoy. Now, how do you spell that? I-N, capital J-O-Y. Enjoy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And get so happy you don't care what's going on and what everybody else is thinking and what kind of bowel movement Mel Gibson had this week and all this kind of tomfoolery foolishness. That you get so happy, busy, pleasing, delighting yourself and coming into your place of power. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Lynette, to give me a context, you're at your friend's house and something happened to you while you were there?
No, I was there and I saw the window and he actually made a point of it to point it out to me and to mention... I had a little conversation about the window, and then I went back later, like, a couple months later, and I noticed the window was gone. And I was like, wasn't there a window there? And he's like, no, there was never a window there.
I see. So in retrospect, you're wondering what you were doing the first time when he explained the window, talking about the window. You're now thinking, oh, I was in another world talking to my friend about a window that he denies now, he or she denies now, right?
Actually, it was in this world, and you removed the window as your point. It was the point for this conversation that you're having right here, right now. And you can go back again when you find the window, and then you'll know, you won't wonder, you'll know that becomes a portal for you to engage. But now there are many, 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 many that you engage.
Many portals. Any portals.
Yeah.
So the thing is...
Lynette, have you ever called yourself getting lost in your closet?
Have I ever caught myself getting lost in the closet?
Yeah. In your closet.
Have I ever caught myself getting lost in my closet? Yes, I guess I could say that, maybe. Okay.
Well, and see, you would pass that off as just being persnickety to pick out, I have all these clothes and nothing to wear, you know the story, rah, rah, rah. But
sure.
Actually, for you, that's a little more interesting. That's a little more interesting.
It is very interesting for me. True.
Yeah, you can spend days in your closet and still think that's okay. Now, what kind of crazy fun is that?
I know. Okay. That's so interesting.
You come on Ion, you come on this show, the most intimate, hyper-subjective experiences you have will be noticed.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So it's
no one's ever said that to you. You've only thought that to yourself if you even did notice it, right? About the closet.
I actually don't have a closet, but Ion would know this, but something like that. It's interesting. It's interesting, yes.
Mm-hmm. You mean you know what Ion's referring to?
Yes, I know. I think I know what he's referring to. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that the friend was talking to you about the window, and you go back, and there's no window, and the friend doesn't remember telling you, and you're saying that the conversation where the friend was talking about the window, that is in this world?
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
And that
you
I just...
are in this world.
And that I just changed it.
You removed it, so you could have this point of, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Because I'm trying
to just pass it off as...
Because I'm trying to come into my place of power, and I'm using that as a means by which, as a reference point.
Absolutely. That's why we love Vestal Goodman when she's talking about looking for a city. That's wonderful. That's what she was trying to say, too.
Looking for a reason, Ion substitutes the lyric. Looking for a city.
Here's a
Looking for a reason. Yes, yes. And this is like I'm playing. I'm testing this power out.
So that it doesn't offend your mind. You probably haven't heard this before. You have the trinity of your physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of your mind. And the key point in your relationship between you and you is you can't offend the rules of your mind. You can't offend your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real control point here. And there's nothing wrong with having rules. It's just that, what would you say, Ion? You can't get rid of them, but you can overlay them.
Right, but we don't say go make up a bunch of rules that then you got to overlay.
What do you say?
Don't have all the crazy rules; they're not serving you.
But you have said that that you can't change the rules you have.
Right. No, we said that your mind will not allow you to usurp your rules of your mind.
So you just overlay.
When you overlay, that's like creating other rules to be involved with.
Right. Sorry, it's a little loud. JW is just getting home.
Lynette, JW is the vehicle that Ion possesses.
Yes, yes.
Has JW been driving while allowing Ion?
No, letting the helicopter bring the other JW in.
Oh yeah, there's more than one. Wow, James, this is a breakthrough. We actually have the admission of what goes on down there in Georgia with the five JWs. Lynette, you're talking.
Oh, Carolyn, run get a Kodak so Legend can have his very own copy.
Oh,
we'll get your relatives there to take a picture to prove this.
To prove this. Prove this.
That is great. What a great sound effect.
The registration of that helicopter, too. Yeah.
You get this, James? We got the sound effect of other JWs flying in. JW's got his own airport there.
Yeah, that's the first time
in.
I've heard a chopper over there.
Just a little piece of ground. It's no big deal.
A piece of grass. So, Lynette, do you understand what we're talking about?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good, that's good.
Apparently, this voice, Ion, has made itself available to us because JW, an actual person in his 40s, who allows this to happen, not an entity. And then we find out there's more than one chemical body, physical body of JW running around. And apparently I've got other bodies. You've got other bodies, Lynette. And part of this is allowing ourselves to experience our other selves. What, are you drowning me out, Ion?
Oh, no, sorry. They're just getting close. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very unusual because JW's house is in a no-fly zone.
Yeah,
but how else do you get there if you're going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
No,
when you want it to be.
In all the hours that I've talked to JW on the phone, I'm in Maui, he's in Georgia, I've never heard these sounds. This is interesting, James.
Wow, no, neither have I.
Timing's stuck, but it's almost time for the break, but apparently they were a little, maybe their timing was off, so nobody heard.
So Beth in Oregon, she keeps, she writes in, may I ask if Bob Marley knew as well? We said yes, and she goes, Rasta, Rasta. What does Rasta, Rasta mean? That means like, yeah, yeah, or great, or...
Yeah, Rastafarian. Yeah, 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 man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, okay. And then she then says, James...
Boom, boom goes the dynamite.
Then she comes back, Beth in Oregon, James, may I ask, Ion, which parallel world is Bob Marley hanging out on?
6140.
Right, because all these worlds
mostly,
have...
Mostly. We use numbers just because that's easier, and we got to give the numerologist something to do.
Right. and Maria says, if she does it again, location, I can't believe it. That's pretty good. That's pretty clever. I can't believe it. Don't want to believe my location. But she says, what is it? What is that Bob did last night? What is it that Bob did last night? Well, that's the thing. I shouldn't have brought it up, but I had to do one final.
He convinced Carolyn to let a pink elephant come live in their downstairs front room.
Would you agree with that, Carol?
Yeah, that's a good interpretation.
You know, Carol's such a multitasker. She's often typing and answering emails while listening to the show or participating. We haven't heard from her because she actually was apparently sleeping for a while, right, Carol?
She is in joy.
So here's Joe in a lot of L.A. people. Hello, everyone. Another great show. Thanks for the Jehovah answer/rant from last week. I love it. Do you remember that, the Jehovah rant?
Yeah, we talked about Jehovah's Witness. Remember that last week?
Okay, right. They forgot to mention what they could refer to Ion, I guess, because Ion's a plural. They forgot to mention what Jehovah is at church. What is Jehovah is at church?
A plastic figure.
The plastic Jesus you sing about all the time?
Yeah, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
Oh, that's right. Joe's the guy who wanted to assassinate the Jehovah's, and Ion showed him out.
Said, no. That contrast was delicious that got you to figure out who Jehovah really was. So, no. You bless them. Send them a money check. Give them a donation.
Right.
They watch your tower.
So he loved that. And then he says, anyway, I feel the same way Ion laid it out. Having said that, capital letters, thank you, Jehovah, for helping me come into my place of power. He got it.
Very good.
All right.
Good.
Well done.
So bless
Great.
Them. Bless them in their getting up and bless them in their laying down. Because what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. Use the same rules and the dogma that they try to cram down your throat hole to let in the light that they speak that you're supposed to be salt and light in an otherwise hurting and dying world. Well, honey, get salty, and it'll take care of it. You won't be concerned or bemoaning their transpositional place of, well, what do you call a reticule? Isn't that the thing you store your compact in?
Yes. So jujitsu was a very clever art. Was that inspired by parallel worlders? I mean,
well, that was back before you had this laws of gravity.
Ah.
So if you can get beyond the laws of gravity or somehow figure out that the laws of gravity don't have to be overcome, but you've made it a law. So if you break the law, then you're less than. But if you found out that law of gravity, nobody told them that they were breaking the law. So they could do things, and you could have ninjas flying around, all kinds of. That's why Bruce Lee got all famous, because they didn't have to have no wires and things. Nobody told them that they were bound to this earth, so no problem. And they flying around in them big old black robes all over the place and whipping and whopping and standing on their tippy toes and hanging by their toenails. Oh, but wait, Americans do that all the day, every day. Anyway, they're hanging on by their fingernails anyway. So they've had great practice in it. But if there's no laws of gravity, or if the laws of gravity that you humans created to make a variable of a law that you have to be within the constraints of, then therefore it limits you. But if you didn't get that law, if you missed that day of school, then guess what? That doesn't have to be a rule that you have to overcome.
Right. So jujitsu is an afterimage of the kind of calisthenics or interplay of duality between two bodies. That's what's left over from the period when there was no gravity.
Well, pre-printing press, anyway.
So just because we're coming to the last seconds for the second hour, Joe says, to those who feel I should be crucified for my words, come get me.
Well, okay, that's fine. Good.
Then he texts LMAO.
Laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, and every day, OMG, that must be a BFD.
And for people who want to experience anti-gravity right now, they can go to the Legend of Extraordinary Dancers, LXD. This is groups of people who are dancing off the walls with no...
All right. Back right after this, everybody. Right after this.
You come in, check my time. You got fornication crimes. I've seen the death on television. Cue immortal child by time. Separation is divine.
PowerHits.com.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. For years, you've heard me speak about your money, your financial future, and your responsibility to yourself. Today, more than ever, with increasing toxicity in our foods and water, it's time for you to take charge of your life and take back that which is rightfully yours, your health and your wealth. I'd like to introduce you to Ion Ways, the answer to your health and financial future. If you're looking to start your own business or take back your health, Ion Ways is the solution. Please go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. Whether it's to start your own business or take control of your health, you'll not find a better company and products to do so. For the best in the market of energized, ionized, and alkaline water, go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. For powerful antioxidant effects, superior hydration, more oxygen, and proper pH, remember, health is the only wealth. That's www.ionways.com/James Martinez.
What if there was a universal sound that could resonate our physical body and our chakras? What if this sound can actually change our DNA and bring about a quantum leap in our evolution? What if this sound were a name that had been known by the ancient mystics and then lost for over 2,500 years? What if this name, when collectively sounded, had the ability to change the very fiber of reality?